Going to begin in Carrboro, where the town held a ceremony yesterday to celebrate one of its most influential figures, renaming Carr Street in honor of Braxton Fouché. Julian Carr, the previous namesake, was a notorious white supremacist. Fouché, by contrast, has been a longtime civil rights advocate and served as the town's first black elected official. With the full story from yesterday's ceremony, 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
A true champion of justice and equality, a beacon of hope and progress, a pillar of integrity, the epitome of someone who leads not with words, but with action. Braxton Fouché is such a figure within the Carrboro community, there's no one way to describe him that fully captures his leadership and impact. The group of speakers on Wednesday tried to sum it up with those phrases and many others. Rainy weather moved the street renaming ceremony for Fouché inside to the Century Center instead of out by the new street signs, with dozens of people gathering to celebrate the octogenarian who has offered leadership to the Carrboro community in every stage of his life. Laughs, tears, handshakes, and hugs were shared as people spoke about Fouché's importance to them individually and his broader impact on town history. Denita Mason Hogans, a local historian and the founder of Black history nonprofit Bridging the Gap, described Fouché as a shepherd for many of the town's key moments, like helping elderly black residents vote when he was a teenager, desegregating UNC Hospital's cafeteria in the 1960s, and organizing civil disobedience to protest other racist customs. Here's Mason Hogans.
This village took the name of an enslaver who was a founder of this town with oppression and brutality in the past and decided to chart a new path of reconciliation and repair into the future with the most perfect symbol of this aspiration, a descendant of the enslaved who has been a dedicated shepherd of this town for 8 decades strong.
Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fouché, who said she spoke Wednesday more as Braxton's wife and less as an elected official, pointed to how her husband's service didn't just stop when he left the Board of Aldermen in 1981. She rattled off the other local bodies he either has served on or still does.
OWASA Board of Directors, multiple terms. NAACP Silver Life member currently serving on the Exec Committee. Town of Carrboro Planning Board, multiple terms, recently reappointed. Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, multiple terms. This is just the tip of the iceberg for his service.
When it was time for him to address the crowd, Fouché spent most of his time at the microphone talking about his love for his family. He said his actions were influenced by a hope to set good examples for them and to make his parents and extended family proud too. With the rain, the closest the crowd got to an updated street sign was when Carrboro staff gave the Fouché family a model sign to hold. But earlier in the week, Braxton Fouché had a chance to go out to the street and take a photo with an updated sign. He called the moment humbling.
It's always to make it a little easy for somebody else coming behind me. And that's the way I look at it. I've done a lot of marching and being assertive and sure of myself, and I'm just pleased with me.
Even when asked what service means to him, Fouché made clear he believes it's about a group effort.
I would define it as a person speaking, one individual, knowing that I had the whole community behind me. It was just like doing the civil rights. We young people had to do it because most of our parents were connected with the university, and we didn't want them to feel the resentment that they would have if they would have known who we were.
But Fouché's dedication to others is partially why the Carrboro community was so compelled to honor him now. While Fouché joked about receiving the recognition because he, quote, outlived others who are deserving, Reverend Rodney Coleman of First Baptist Church helped punctuate Wednesday's event with why it was important to have with Fouché there.
Braxton, we absolutely love you, and we think the world of you, and we're grateful for your contribution to this community and the community abroad, and we celebrate the town that thought enough to honor you while you're able to smell your flowers.
To get a link to the full live stream of Wednesday's street renaming ceremony and photos from the event, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
In other news, Owassa recently put out its annual report cards for water quality and wastewater, taking a look at how the organization is doing at treating the Chapel Hill Carborough water supply. We recently heard more about the report cards from Owassa's water supply and treatment manager, Monica Dodson.
For the water side, we're proud to report that once again, Owassa met or surpassed all state and federal standards for drinking water quality. Not only that, we participate in something called the Partnership for Safe Water that holds us to even higher water quality standards, and we met those goals as well. So it's certainly work that we're proud of and hope that the community is proud of too. In addition to information about drinking water quality results, the Water Quality Report Card also highlights efforts underway to tackle certain challenges in drinking water quality as well as infrastructure. And one of the challenges that we've been tackling is service line inventory. So Owassa has been conducting an inventory of the material making up the pipes across our community. We have a really good handle on the main lines in our service area, but our teams have been working to identify the private service lines, and those are the lines that connect the customers' homes to Owassa's water distribution system. And in this inventory, we're specifically looking for pipes or service lines that are made of lead. And to date, we've found no service lines that are made of lead.
That's Monica Dodson speaking there for Owassa. Get the full conversation on our website, chapelboro.com. And visit Chapelboro for more local news, including a recap of last week's meeting of the Chapel Hill Town Council. Finally, congrats to the Chapel Hill Public Library, which just got named as one of 30 finalists for this year's National Medal for Museum and Library Service. It's the only finalist in all of North Carolina. The winner will be announced in May. 6:18 your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Game night tonight for UNC men's basketball as the top-seeded Tar Heels take on 4-seed Alabama in the Sweet 16. Alabama's got one of the nation's top offenses, but UNC's defense ranks among the best in Division I. Here's Carolina head coach Hubert Davis on the Crimson Tide.
You know, they're really dynamic offensively. They've got a number of guys that can shoot from three. They're fast-paced, very athletic. You know, from an offensive standpoint, their spectrum is either layup, free throws, or three-pointers. And so we've just got to do a good job at contesting the threes, containing the dribble drive and defending without fouling. And so, and you know, we've talked about it all year, what drives this team is defense and us getting stops and finishing it with a rebound. And once we do that, that allows us to get out in transition. Yeah. Where we've been pretty good all year.
That's Hubert Davis speaking there on his weekly radio show. Tip-off tonight is set for about 9:39 p.m., give or take, in Los Angeles. We'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Kill, beginning at 8 p.m. with Countdown to Tip-Off. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for even more on the game, including a full breakdown of what to expect from the Crimson Tide. Also today, the Tar Heel track and field team is down the road competing at the Raleigh Relays, starting today and running through Saturday. UNC softball is also in action this afternoon. Game one of a three-game homestead against Notre Dame. First pitch is 5 p.m. in Anderson Stadium. And the Carolina Hurricanes are back on the ice tonight, hosting the Red Wings at 7:30.